Hey, everybody. Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast. Thank you for checking out another episode of the show. Today's features, singer-songwriter Finnegan Stewart. I had a great time meeting Finnegan on the show. We sat down, talked about his new music, just released his debut single, Lemonade and Ice Cream, that we're going to talk all about. And we even play one live acoustic for you on the show, so that was a nice treat. If you want, you can follow along with him on Instagram and TikTok for more information. Yeah, but get out there and check out Lemonade and Ice Cream, wherever you're getting your digital music at today. Do want to remind you that a Rock Paper Podcast is brought to you by Roughneck Beard Company and American Rambler, located right here in St. Louis, Missouri, in the Maplewood area. You can swing by the shop or visit them 24/7 at roughneckbeardcompany.com. For all your favorite all-natural beard oils, beard balms, it's warming up. You might want to check out getting their junk powder or one of my personal favorites, their Roughneck Beard Batter. Roughneck Beard Batter is the ultimate beard and skin moisturizer. It's a blend of 8 nutrient-rich soft oils whipped directly into unrefined shea butter for a moisturizing kick like no other. The highest amount of triglycerides and fatty acids available on beard care market, hands down. World-renowned, but made right here in St. Louis. Again, shop 24/7 at roughneckbeardcompany.com and enter my code RPP15 for an exclusive 15% off your purchase. And even if you don't have a beard, American Rambler's got you taken care of for all your grooming needs. All sorts of wonderful smelling products, everything, including combs. I mean, they got it all. So whatever you need for your take care of your beard or other stuff, check it all out. Roughneckbeardcompany.com today. Also, big shout out to Heil Sound for their continued support and helping make this show sound great. Shop HeilSound.com today and get yourself a new microphone. And if you'd like to help support this show, a great way to do so would be visit buyjack.com/rockpaperpodcast and check out the new merch store. We've got some t-shirts up there with the logo or the little Shaney shirts that are always one of my favorites. I love seeing those things out. They're always making me laugh. We have some tank tops. We have some trucker hats, snapbacks. So check it all out. Again, Rock Paper Podcast merch store through buyjack.com. And if you need me, of course, you can always find me at rockpaperpodcast.com. Hit me up on the email. Let me know what you think of Finnegan Stewart's Lemonade and Ice Cream at rockpaperpodcast@gmail.com. Hit me up on the socials, whatever it is. I would love to hear from you all. I really appreciate you all listening and continue to support this show. Just past 7 years we've been doing this thing. So thank you, everybody. I love you all. And with all that out of the way, sit back, relax, enjoy a brand new episode with my new friend, Finnegan Stewart.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
This is Finnegan Stewart, and you are listening to the Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
This is beat paper. Paper covers rock. Rock beats is the Shane covers nonstop. Never know what new kind of guests that he's got coming at you. Live and direct on the spot. Could be rock, folk, country, or hip-hop, jazz. All kind of folks that he has. Could be an artist or a comedian to make you laugh on the
Rock Paper Podcast.
Double decker fudge round, rolling round town. Shane coming at you live and direct from ground zero. He's your hero, he's your bestie. Rock Paper Podcast with Shane Presley.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Hey, everybody. Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri. hanging out today with Finnegan Stewart.
How's it going?
Welcome to the show, man.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, for sure. I'm glad you're here as well. This is our first time meeting. We just we've been talking a little bit through the internet and trying to make this work out, and you know, had a couple of things get in the way, but we're here today, and I'm looking forward to this, man. I was like, especially because, like, this is a perfect example, like, why I continue to do the show, because I love discovering new music in our town, and, you know, that's the case today. This is our first time meeting and getting to hang out, learning about some brand new music coming out of St. Louis, and so this is fun, but I guess you mentioned while we're talking and stuff, we have some mutual friends, and the fellas in Bleach, been good friends of the show, and... So that was, I guess, was that part of your introduction to this show, or?
It was definitely part of my introduction to this show. Kind of part of my introduction to live music in St. Louis as a whole was them. Yeah,
yeah, they're good guys. I met them. You know, they're still young guys, but I met them when they very early on in the, and then when things were going for them. But I was invited to judge this like Battle of the Bands thing at the skate park, and. They, I don't know, maybe 14 or something, whatever they were at the time, but they came out and they were, you know, far in a way better, the best, you know, group there. You know, but, and then they've only gotten better. So like, it's really a lot of fun to watch their continued growth and things, but yeah, they're, if you don't know Bleach yet, get involved. 'Cause those guys, kick some ass.
Them out.
Yeah. So they're kind of, I know they're working on some brand new record and stuff. So hopefully we'll hear some new Bleach tunes coming real soon.
Me too. I've heard some of them. They're good.
Yeah, man. Nice. Yeah. So this, like I said, man, I just enjoy this kind of stuff, getting, especially, you know, singer songwriters like yourself, getting to kind of dive into some of the stories behind these songs and things. But you were kind of telling me a little bit, you have kind of an interesting, you know, this is all brand new for you, right?
Yeah, it's certainly an interesting coming. Up until 3 months ago, I was going to be a pro soccer player was the goal.
Yeah.
And now I'm sitting here talking to you about songs I'm making. So either something went really good or really wrong.
Right. Yeah. So take me back though. Like, so I get always growing up around in the St. Louis area then?
Yeah. I've been in St. Louis my whole life. Parents were here. They went out of town a little bit for college, but kind of been here most of my life.
Yeah.
Most of my family's here.
And you said you grew up sports, and
I've always had music in my life. So as in, I played violin at Busch Stadium when I was younger. I did some different stuff, but it was always more of like around, when was it? I think it was 2014. It was the 2014 World Cup for soccer, and I was watching it. I'd never really played like serious sports before, so I saw it and I was like, you know what, I'm gonna do that. And I have this just drive where it's, even though I shouldn't do something, I still do it anyway. So it's like, I was awful,
right?
But my mom said when I first started, was like, I was like, the girls who were way younger than me were better. But I kept doing it, and eventually I got pretty good. But then COVID happened, got a little break from it, and started hanging out more with the Bleach boys, hanging out more with some people, and music's the thing I want to do.
So you're just hanging out, and you're like, it just clicked, huh? You're just like, that's what I want to. That's what I want to do.
Yeah, it's like I was doing soccer practices every day. I was, you know, doing all this work, and it wasn't making me happy. It was like,
right.
I wanted this goal. So it was like, you know, I was doing the work towards it, but it was also like, I don't think the goal would make me that happy. So what's the point? So then I started making music. My Donald Trump stimulus check paid for my music studio.
Right.
So made a music studio in my basement, started working on some songs, and well, now we're here.
Yeah, man. That's pretty wild, but I'm with you though, because what you're saying is a lot of why I live my life the way I do, because I found music makes me happy, I try to jam as much music into my life every day as I can, you know, whether it's through my headphones or going to live shows when I could. And, you know, so I was, I took a job working at one of my favorite venues in town just to get paid to be around the music more and stuff. So it's like, you know, it's just,
But that's when I'm at the time of my thing, man. I was just like, I love it, so might as well do it all the time. So
for sure, that's what I'm trying to do as well.
Right. But that's I'm glad that you found out now.
Yeah.
You know, that this was the case instead of, you know, spending several years as something you didn't like and then, you know, find out like, man, I wish I would have done it, you know, what ifs or whatever, that kind of thing. So but yeah, man, making the big jump to music and you put out what is I guess your this is your debut single. Now available readily everywhere, wherever you're getting your music at. Yeah. But so this was fun for me because, again, I mean, and just like I guess the rest of the world, we didn't know what to expect from a Finnegan Stewart song. So I clicked play and I heard the song and it was very fun, poppy, and it just very catchy, man. It was a fun track.
It was interesting making that song because the chords were initially nothing like that at all. And I was in the living room at the Bleach Boys house. We were all friends around, and what we do sometimes is we'll play guitar and we'll just make up terrible songs or just like try to make stuff that makes our friends laugh. And so on the drive there, I thought of just the words lemonade ice cream. It was just kind of, the sky was pretty, everything was good. I was like, I miss summer, you know what, I miss lemonade ice cream. So then when it got to my turn to make up lyrics, I started singing, and I actually sang the verse and the chorus and most of the song just right then. I sung it, I was like, oh no, take out my voice memos, set it down, try to do it again. And that was most of the song. I added the bridge afterwards, but otherwise that was most of the song right there.
Yeah, man. This is, like I said, it was fun and definitely summertime. You know, maybe the song of the summer for 2021 here, man.
I hope so. We'll see.
We definitely need it. So, but yeah, I kind of like, I also kind of took it like maybe, you know, also could be about a girl maybe or something like that kind of thing too, like a relationship kind of thinking about that. Like, I don't know, that's kind of where my mind went when I'm kind of interpreting the lyrics and stuff too. Yeah. Like, you know, just the kind of reminiscing on the, you know, that summer, you know, with her or whatever, that kind of thing, or whatever it might be, and or that relationship. So
not necessarily what I was thinking about.
No, but like that's where my mind
went. Yeah, I definitely see it. It's definitely like, that's kind of why I added the bridge, because I want it to be sort of reminiscence or whatever the word for that is. That was just because it was like, I was thinking, if there was a music video for this, what would I want this part to be? And I wanted it to be, it was like the idea in my head when I was thinking of it, it's like the music video for the song would be, you start off as kids, you're playing in this sandbox, drinking lemonade, eating ice cream, doing all that. And then as the song progresses, you get older. And then the idea for the bridge was that would be the part where, you know, you're driving away for college and your friend's back in town or something like that. Like, it's just that reminiscence, you know, I don't want to go. That's kind of the thought process. But like, although, you know, in the lyrics, it's like, you still have to, it's like, it's something that you have to do, you know, you should do it, but it's still, it's that feeling of, you know, that's, I wish it wasn't this way.
Right.
I guess is the best way I could put that.
Yeah, man. You ever watched Toy Story 4?
I've watched.
Or, no, three, sorry, three.
I think I've watched Toy Story 3.
Three, yeah. Yeah, it's the end of three. So I'm quite a bit older than you, but like I grew up, obviously, like a lot of kids watching those, but I'm older than him in the movie, but I kind of aged with Andy throughout the movies. But that kind of what you described is reminding me of the end of Toy Story 3 when he's going off to college and he gives his toys to the new kid, the little girl and stuff. So like, it was such a super sad moment in the movie and stuff, but it was like, but that's kind of the whole thing, you know, too. Like, you know, I think people, we do grow, we move on and things. And yeah, man, it's fun to reminisce about those times though, for sure. And
absolutely.
Think about the good times whenever we had some lemonade and ice cream.
Yes, sir.
Lemonade and ice cream and summer days in day I hope this never ends. I hope this never ends. I hope this never ends. Living up nights with the homies. They the same blood, cause they know me. I don't wanna leave. I never wanna leave. Lemonade and ice cream. Summer days and daydreams. Night times with my friends. I hope this never ends. I hope this never ends.
What kind of ice cream are you thinking about when you're writing that song?
Unfortunately enough, ice cream and me don't mix very well.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Basically lactose intolerant. But yeah. It took me a while to find that out. Soccer tournament, had like 3 milkshakes before, a bunch of ice cream, and then I couldn't run, and that was a bad weekend. But I still love ice cream. They're coming out with new ice cream that I can eat, which is nice. But yeah. Flavor wise, though, because I did eat a lot, hard one. Strawberry, it's good.
Yeah.
Sometimes the cookies and crunch or like the Oreo ones.
Sure.
Those also slap pretty much too.
Yeah. I like going around trying a bunch of different places and stuff. And just recently went to this Baked Bear in St. Charles area, and they do like cookies. And yeah. Like ice cream cookies and whatever, ice cream sandwiches, and with the cookies on the top and bottom, and they're legit.
Sounds phenomenal.
Yeah, yeah, man. So I'll scroll through, you know, Instagram feed or whatever, all these different little snack places, and I'm like, yep, I got to go try that. And so that's one of my favorite things, to get around and explore the new places for desserts and ice creams and all that stuff.
Absolutely.
So.
I have a large sweet tooth, yeah. You could say.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned an idea for this music video, and is that something that you want to work on?
Well, so we filmed a lyric video for it. It was like a $15 lyric video, as in I got my buddy, bought him ice cream and lemonade, and that was the thing. We kind of went around town. We went to all of the spots that we would spend during the summers, and so it was kind of like, it was cool to go around and do those things that we used to like to do. Like there's, I don't know if you've ever been, but there's a bridge over Manchester, and we would used to set up our guitars there and play, and people would walk by, and we did a lot of fun things. So just film that, clip it all together, put some lyrics over it. That's what we got for the lyric video. I mean, ultimately I would like to do a music video. It'll depend though if how big the song gets.
Yeah.
if the song's blown up and is a summer song, then definitely. If it's not, which I would like to think it will be. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
We'll yeah. See. Well, right on, man. And then you mentioned playing guitars. So, like, you've been playing guitar for quite a while then?
Yeah. So, I've always had a guitar around. I wouldn't say I played guitar for a long time. It was kind of like I learned a few chords, and then I plateaued for up until, like, the last year. I actually realized that there are scales, and they're useful. And I've been getting a tons better at guitar, but I've always been musical. My brother is He's a really, really good pianist, like probably one of the best piano players I've ever met. And so he was getting trained for basically to compose orchestras, to do all this. He was like at Webster with some of the best teachers and some of the best people around. So he was always a big influence because he'd be playing all this crazy stuff. Or whenever I get stuck, I'd be like, all right, I need harmonies. And he could do it in his head. And I have like his raw talent, but I don't have all of the technique that he's had. Like he knows all of the music knowledge, all of the this note works with this chord here, you know, all that. I'm still working on that, but yeah, we're getting there.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's cool. I don't know. I never had that. You know, I just never. Maybe it's there, man. I just never really applied myself, but yeah. I just nothing ever spoke to me like that. Like you're saying, telling me I need to grab a guitar and play and write songs or whatever. It's just like, so I've always loved it, and I love, you know, go, like I said, concerts and listening to music all the time. But it is a goal for me to like write some songs and stuff. I think it would be fun just because I'm a fan of so much. Sure. But so hopefully one of these days I'll be able to apply that and do something with it. I think it's cool though that you're making this all come together and, you know, chasing that dream, man.
Yeah, willing it into existence.
Yeah, for sure.
Write a song and come to my studio. We'll make a hit.
Yeah, there we go. That was also kind of list, like when I listen to this, I just think there's a little bit, you know, but just like I feel like it'd be cool to like have like a big rap verse or something or somebody singing a... Well, like do like some kind of remix version of it or something.
Yeah, for sure. I would be, if someone reached out to me to do that, I'd totally let them.
Yeah, but that would be. I was thinking about too. Like, there's so many. Like, it's got a great, you know, just bare bones structure to it and stuff. Like, it's just a catchy pop tune, but it could be fun to if somebody, you know, did laid a rap verse on it and stuff. Just kind of
that would be. I mean, yeah, I can hear it in my head.
Right. Yeah. But I think that's the fun thing about music too, is just the collaboration and stuff. Absolutely. Like, you know, people, that's, you know, even working with the engineers and producers or whatever, anybody just to kind of help work to make the best product possible and stuff. So, but cause you know, you can do great things by yourself, but sometimes you just don't even see it until the next person suggests something like that. So,
yeah, well, I had the pleasure of working with a phenomenal mixing engineer and a phenomenal mastering engineer. So my mixing engineer's name is Eddie Rosa. I don't know where he's from because he's not around here. He's kind of someone I met on the internet, but he's a great mixing engineer. He's done a lot of these really, really big records. He's kind of like just on the cusp, you know? And so that's why I was really excited to work with him, because he mainly does like rappers or different stuff. So then when he had like more of like a singer-songwriter pop person, he was super excited. So I was really glad that we were able to work together, because it turned out really, really nice. It's I've been mixing my friend's songs, doing stuff for a while, but when you're making a song yourself, because I produced it for probably 2 or 3 weeks, I just kept messing with it. And by that time, you've kind of gone like deaf to the things, like
right.
There could be a glaring obvious mistake and I would notice it. So it's always nice to have someone else to kind of, you know, tweak it and make everything all nice.
Yeah, man, for sure. Yeah. Well, again, you can find Lemonade and Ice Cream wherever you're getting your digital music at now. You can follow along on your various platforms or add it to your favorite playlist and give it a spin. But you can also follow along with Finnegan on your Instagram and TikTok, so you can keep up with more new music coming soon.
Yes, sir.
But we did do a stripped-down live acoustic version of a new one that you're working on today.
Yeah, it's being produced, and will hopefully be out in the next month or two.
All right. And this song is called Serotonin.
Yes, sir.
And this was you know, first time hearing this tune, and it was fun, man. Like, I love this... I'm especially doing this show. I just love when singer songwriters come on and play live like this, because like this is how I figure most of these songs start. You know, just you strumming away on a guitar and making it come to life. And so it's fun to see like the idea here.
Yeah.
And then what is going to, you know, be the polished produced version, like you're saying. So What's some of the stuff that comes to mind when you think of this, writing these lyrics for Serotonin?
So I was listening to, as we were talking to you before, the Machine Gun Kelly rapper, who I don't always like his rap songs, but his rock songs. He put out this new rock album with Travis Barker, and I really liked it. So I was listening to a lot of that, and so kind of I imagine what it would be like if I had Travis Barker as a drummer. And that's kind of what I wrote the song in my head. But it's a song about love, but as in not in the way as people normally think of it. Kind of as in love is an addiction. As in you love someone, but maybe even if it's not right, you're still with them. You know, something kind of like that thought process, because it's like, you know, you're addicted to them, you need them, they make you feel good, but maybe it's not what's best for you. You know, shooting heroin isn't always the best thing for you.
Right.
But that's mainly what I was thinking with that song.
Okay.
Got a taste of love, I can't get rid of it. You go straight to my head, you like my Ritalin. And I'm your addict, yeah, I'm hooked on it. But your love's my supply and you ruined it. Last night, we were lying on your bed, serotonin to my head, oh it felt right. Last month, you were sleeping in your bed, was I even in your head? You tell me. Last year, you were living on your own, you weren't picking up the phone. Do you love me? Last night, didn't feel so alone. Now the loneliness is killing me. Got a taste of hate, I can't get rid of it. You mess up my heart, you like my heroin. I'm your addict, yeah, I'm hooked on it. But your love's my supply and you ruined it. I was so happy, how come it had to end? Your love was LSD, you took me to Neverland. I know you had your problems and I had mine too. I can't go without your love. My body needs you. Last night, we were lying on your bed, serotonin to my head, oh it felt right. Last month, we were sleeping on your bed, was I even in your head? You tell me. Last year, you were living on your own, you weren't picking up the phone. Do you love me? Last night, didn't feel so alone. Now the loneliness is killing me.
I think we can all relate to that in some sense. We've been I think a lot of people have been in relationships like that where, you know, it's fun sometimes, but might not be the best thing for you.
Yeah, for sure.
But, so this is something you're maybe, summer or something you think.
Yeah. And I'm also, this is going to be the single off of this EP I'm trying to put out over summer.
Right.
I have a bunch of songs written, still got to weed out which ones are going to be on it, but that's the drug song, the serotonin song, is the one I'm excited about.
Yeah. I think it's fun too, like kind of like, again, like that evolution. So I'm excited to hear where it goes with the, the instruments and instrumentation and stuff, and where you, you think is mentioned in like Machine Gun Kelly, Travis Barker, and these, you know, like, is that, like, is pop, is that kind of where you're trying to stay in that lane, or where
I'm trying to stay in the lane of pop, as in I want it to be something that everybody can listen to.
Yeah.
But I don't want it to be as in, like, watered down, every song sounds the same chord structure, same, oh, this is going to be the verse, this is going to be the chorus. I want it to be, like, I'm going to put a big drum solo before random parts. Like, it's just, I want to make it still interesting and But I do want to, I would say it's probably still pop would be the main genre, but it's taking roots from all of the other things I listen from, you know, from rock, from rap, from R&B, from all these different places. And I want to make something that is a nice mix that everybody can listen to. Like, there are some genres of music like metal that, which I still like, I still listen to, but not everybody can listen to. And I want to make music that kind of everybody can at least appreciate if they don't all like it, you know?
Right. Who were some of those guys, like, were you, that you grew up, like, that really, like, and kind of helped mold that taste?
I was a Green Day fanboy for,
there you go.
For a long time. Those are my favorite songs. I listen to Green Day nonstop.
So what era of Green Day is, like, your favorite stuff? Like, or what would...
Probably favorite songs like Holiday, American Idiot.
Okay.
I like, but one of the, my favorite songs from them is the, what is it, the Good Riddance song, like slow acoustic one.
Yeah.
It's like, it's sad, but that one always hit me.
So reason I ask, because I had this conversation a little while ago with my buddy Jordan, and we were, I was, something about Alice in Chains came up. And I asked him his top, like, favorite albums of all time kind of thing. And he put Alice in Chains, one of their newer records, and something about, something dinosaurs in the title. I remember that. But, so I thought it was unique because he's quite a bit younger than I am again. And, like, for me, when I think Alice in Chains, I think of 90s, you know, and all their... Jar of Flies and whatever and stuff. So like, it was just funny, like, our ideas of what a band is, because this band's been around. But so for me, like, I grew up that Nimrod record, which has Good Riddance. Like, that was one of my favorite records. Like,
absolutely,
such a fun album. And and that band again has been doing it before that, and then they kind of had a big turn with a lot of that American Idiot record, you know, and a lot more politically charged stuff.
Sure.
And they're still putting out new music.
They put out Revolution Radio not too long ago,
I don't think. I think Billy's got some solo stuff he's putting out and things.
Yeah, they're doing all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, so they're all, like, you know, that's what's fun too, is like, just because you do one thing doesn't mean that's what you always have to do too. Like, that, you know, they can, he's, you know, exploring different sounds and stuff, doing different, not always a Green Day, but.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the reasons, like, YouTube covers, I like those a lot. You can see people doing songs in a way that you would never expect them to do it. Like, Aerosmith did this cover. I think it was a Prince song or something like that. Like, it's just, or like the what is it? The Come Together remake that they did for the Justice League song.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a totally different song.
Gary Clark Jr.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
That was phenomenal.
Yeah, that sounds so good, man.
I know. It's so cool.
Gary's he's one of my favorites for sure.
Yeah, he's awesome.
But I love when, especially a song like that, that, like you're saying, that you've heard it, you know, 100 times, and then it's like you hear it for the first time again, like, you know, something completely different. Like,
yeah.
So it's fun to hear those. A totally flip a song like that.
For sure. That's kind of why I like the internet and I dislike the internet sometimes. Sure. It's like there's a way for you to connect and meet tons of people that you never would have met anyways, but it's also a place where there's so many, like, bad things and trolls and
a lot of haters. A lot of people want to,
absolutely.
A lot of people just want to, like, crap on things because they just, you know, whatever, especially movie reviews. Like, but, and same thing with albums too and stuff, but everybody's like, nope, sucks. You know, it's like, whatever. It's like, just can't please anybody. Like,
yeah. Well, it's everybody's got their own opinion.
Yeah. Everybody's a critic. Yeah.
So. Everybody is a critic.
Yep. Man. So hopefully, we'll get this EP together coming up soon this summer and stuff. I'm excited to hear some more from you, hear what else kind of comes through on from these, especially because, like, it's interesting that one of the first things you say is Green Day and Travis Barker, Machine Gun Kelly, and these things, and then, like, the type of music that you're making is not really, like, I mean, that's a lot more kind of punk stuff I think of and stuff, but They still have pop in there, but yeah, like, so I just, I'm excited to hear this expanded and hear other stuff that comes out through all the CP and stuff.
Me too. Cause the Serotonin song is definitely going to be a lot more like pop rock, maybe like pop punk type of, and it's just, that's kind of the thing. It's when I write an acoustic song, it's got its own little style, its own thing. But then when I get to the production aspect of it, it's like so many options. Because I could take one acoustic song and I could produce it 15 different ways. Right. You know, so it's probably producing my own songs, because I produce my own songs, is probably one of the most challenging parts for myself. More of, less because of it's like actually difficult to do, and more of just because, okay, well, what should I do? Should I do a real bass? Should I do an 808 bass? Should I sample something? It's like, it's so many options, especially when you just have bare bones. You can go down so many paths.
Yeah. What do you like? Would you like GarageBand or something? Or what do you like to?
So I wish I had GarageBand. I have a Windows PC, so I don't have the luxury of having a free, nice audio program. I use PreSonus Studio One.
All right.
So I
don't know. I haven't really messed with anything like new, but years ago, which is a similar type of technology, but used to be Fruity Loops. And like, I used to play with that every night, just making beats just for fun, like just something to, you know, but like none of them were any good or anything, but it was just fun to like take nothing and make it something, you know? So,
That's one of the reasons I think it's cool with music. You're literally manifesting something out of nothing. Like you're given you know, a blank slate or like an empty computer session, and you make something great out of it.
That's a fun thing to think about. Like I said, the possibilities are endless with music and stuff. So so I've been going around asking some of these questions, and I think this would be fun to get to know a little bit more about Finnegan. So what's a song that always gets stuck in your head?
Oh, geez.
What's most recently stuck in your head?
Most recently stuck in my head. Probably some of those TikTok songs. They're so dumb, but so catchy. Let me think of like a real song, though. Probably. It's difficult.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Right.
So many songs in my head. let's think. Maybe like Bloody Valentine, probably, from like Machine Gun Kelly off his new album. That song gets caught in my head a good amount.
There you go. He's coming to town too, man, playing now that new St. Louis Music Park.
Yeah, I know. I saw me and my buddies might have to pick up tickets.
I'm excited to go check out that venue. I think it's gonna be cool. It's like a 5,000 cap outdoor amphitheater next to Riverport.
Is that the one where they turn the mall into a thing, or is that a different one?
No, it's right outside of the Hollywood or whatever it's now called. I don't remember now. Verizon Wireless or
the amphitheater thing.
Whatever it's called this week. And but it's right outside of the amphitheater, and then it's a separate, you know, venue on its own, but it's like, I think it's partly part of it's also like the Blues hockey ice rink there too. Gotcha. So it's like, it's a big complex where it's all that involved in. So, but I'm excited to go check it out. It was supposed to open last year and got shut down for help put on hold for a year. So, it looks cool. I've seen some pictures and things, but
yeah, sounds exciting.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's neat that we're opening a couple of new music venues in St. Louis this year. So
especially because quite a few got shut down, or
couple closed and a couple new ones coming around. So there's another spot in Chesterfield Bottoms area there called The Factory, and that's going to be like kind of like the pageant size, like 2,500. Something like that, and his cap, and like more of a theater, and about, you know, nice balcony and everything. So I'm excited to get to catch some shows this summer. Tours are being announced and things are coming back, but
yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so the day comes, we have Finnegan Stewart biopic. Who would you like to see cast to play you in the movie version?
Oh, geez. I could be like, as in like favorite actor, who would make the most sense?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, I'll let you, it's your dream, whatever you think it might be. Do you look like anybody?
People say I'd look like Noah Centineo. He's on some like Netflix movies or something, like love rom-com sort of things.
All right.
But yeah, I look like him a little bit. I don't know. I don't know if I'd want him to play me though.
Yeah. All right.
Maybe.
So who would the favorite actor be?
Probably,
you think?
Like favorite actor would be Ben Stiller. I don't know if that would make sense for him to play me per se.
Yeah.
Because significantly older than me, but yeah, I don't know. Probably would be best is the Noah guy, but Ben Stiller would definitely be the favorite actor.
Yeah. Why Ben Stiller?
Have you ever seen The Secret Life of Walter Mitty?
I don't know if I actually watched the whole thing. I think I've seen maybe pieces of it.
Yeah, it's probably my favorite movie I've ever seen. I think it's a masterpiece. Some people think it sucks, but as with everything. But yeah, sure. I really like it because it's basically a story of this guy. He works his normal job and he's never done anything, mm-hmm. as in, you know, and then he daydreams. So like he'll daydream. He's in the elevator and his boss is mean to him. So he throws him out and they're fighting through the air and it's like, cool. But then at the end, it turns out that he goes on this kind of journey through his life and himself and starts actually living the life he's always wanted to live. I think movies like that are so cool because I think everybody, although we all have responsibilities and things, I think that we are able to get at least some aspect of that life, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, man. Nah, that's cool. I'm going to have to see if I can find it online and pull it up.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely.
I've been a big fan though for a long time. He's a bunch of super silly movies but he's one of those guys that, like, you know, a lot of comedians are good at that stuff too.
Yeah,
like doing more serious roles, even though you know him for being the funny guy all the time. But like, I mean, Jim Carrey is one of the best for sure to do that, to do a serious role and Robin Williams. And I mean, like,
absolutely.
Those guys are masters in both worlds and stuff.
Yeah, they're insanely good.
Yep. But, I saw some stuff from, Tropic Thunder not too long ago.
I watched that movie not too long ago as well.
Ben's, it cracks me up in there too. Like,
it's hilarious.
It's a pretty silly one.
Yeah.
All right. What would be a dream duet or collaboration that you would you'd like to see for your music and stuff?
I have a few people I could say, but I'll get hate for all of them. I'll say one, Justin Bieber. I'm gonna get hate, but I think he's a phenomenal vocalist, and he's, in my opinion, probably one of the best vocalists in music right now. Like, he's super super good, and I like. Have you heard Peaches, his new song, maybe?
I don't think I heard that, but I've heard some of his newer stuff, and I'm not like a fan, really. Yeah. Like, I don't listen to a ton of, like, especially commercial radio. Mm-hmm. Most of the stuff I listen to is my, you know, Spotify or something like that, I know a couple of the newer songs, but I don't know if I heard Peaches yet.
Yeah, well, I used to really dislike him.
Yeah.
like when he was younger, like, baby, you know, like those songs, just not it.
So my day job, I work in elementary school, and I don't know if they think it's funny, I guess. I don't know, but like at least some of the students maybe, but I think they were like trolling the class and they had like that baby song on repeat,
geez.
Like on a loop for the entire lunch. Like they were able to play music, and
that's bad.
So like I had to walk away. I was like, I can't take it anymore. I'm like, I heard like baby like 3-4 times during, and I'm like, nope, I'm done.
He's certainly, you know, he's had his bad moments, but his new songs, he's really come around. I don't know if it's him writing the songs, whoever's writing the songs, but yeah, he's been doing, I really like his new songs.
Yeah. Somebody was saying, though, like, they were talking about going to some, studio, and I was talking to a friend, a producer, their friend that's a friend of theirs, and, like, Justin had recorded there or something like that. And they were talking about how, like, he's just like next level. Like, you know, he's, there's great musicians and then a guy comes in like him and then he's just like, has these ideas and it's just like, you know, there's something, he knows what he's doing. Like,
yeah, I mean, when you've been singing professionally for that long.
Right. If he's a, you know, very, very gifted for sure. And like, so, I mean, people can hate all they want, but anyways, he's doing something right.
I mean, if me and him swap lives, I would take on the haters for right, that. That'd be fine by me. Probably another person who I really admire. I don't know if you've ever heard any songs by him. His name's John Bellion. He's kind of an interesting case. So he makes pop music, as in he writes songs for a lot of the commercial songs, but his music is not pop. So he makes some records that are like rap the whole time, or he'll make records that are really, really funky. But it's just he has this really cool style with his music. Like, he has drums that basically just break your neck. So it's like, you know, and someone like him would be fun to work on a record with, I think.
Yeah. Right on. You have to check that out.
Yeah, for sure. If that's your thing.
I like it all, man. Like, and that's like, I'm very open-minded to give anything a listen. So, you know, I do have some weird kind of eclectic taste, you know. It's like and there's certain things that, you know, for whatever, I'm not like a big, sonically, like, you know, I respond more to lyrics.
Yeah.
So most of my stuff I mostly enjoy is singer-songwriters and stuff. So like, I just like the stories and things like that. They're going to go into songs. And so so there's a lot of music that I just doesn't click for me because I'm not really into the, you know, a lot of, especially like, you know, you see the, like, the success of like mumble rap and all this stuff, like, and where it doesn't matter what they're saying because nobody can hear it, but it's like, it's that beat, people respond to that, you know, and that's not really my thing.
I used to hate on mumble rap, but the more I come around, it's kind of like, it's everybody has their own way of expressing themselves.
Right.
So it's kind of like, who am I to hate on somebody's way of expressing themselves? Like, I'm sure some songs I listen to, like some of the rock songs, people are like, that's garbage, or that's too heavy. And, you know, it's like, so, I mean, I don't understand that per se, because I listen to, honestly, like, if anybody played a song from any genre, I would listen to it, you know, and I enjoy pretty much all the genres of music. Like, there's some music that it's like kind of like the, what is it, like the synth boards or stuff, where it's kind of just beeps and boops and stuff. Like, I listen to it, I don't really resonate with that much. But then there's some instrumental songs, like movie scores, like Hans Zimmer, like if you've ever seen Interstellar, like some of those scores he wrote, like, I could just listen to those songs and they have no lyrics in this. They're empowering.
Sure. I'm not saying that I don't, there's definitely a lot of that instrumental music that can still be, you know, move you, very emotional stuff, you know. It's like, but I think more typically for me personally, I respond to more lyric based.
Yeah, I would say generally me too.
But yeah, man. What about a song you wish you wrote? Is there a certain song,
like a song I wish I could take credit for?
maybe something that, like, maybe it just speaks to you, maybe that's like, you know, that's kind of tells my story, or just something like, you're like, man, like, that would have been the one that, like, if I could have that one on my
yeah, well, there's a lot of songs, right? I'm sure everybody would want to write, you know, like,
sure.
Yeah, I wrote the White Album by the Beatles.
Yeah, right. those guys did all right.
They did pretty good for themselves. It's pretty crazy, though, because I actually really didn't listen to the Beatles that much until this year. As in, like, I've heard Beatles songs before, but I didn't really know it was them. I just, you know, like, I've heard Yesterday and those songs. But it's like these past few months, I've started to actually dive down and listen to the Beatles albums. Like, I listened to all of, or most of the White Album, like, a couple weeks ago, and it's just like, holy cow. You know, they really did make the roots for so many of today's music.
It's really like, so I've really been digging into this podcast called The 500 with Josh Adam Myers, and he goes through Rolling Stone's 500 greatest albums of all time, and, you know, usually like with a comedian or somebody that's like sometimes somebody that was involved with the album or something, yeah. But he always has a guest and they talk about these records and a couple of them they've gotten into, and it's just like, and I don't remember which Beatle, but like they talk about some of these Beatles records and stuff, and it's like, it's just crazy to think about, especially like in the late 60s when they're doing this, like
yeah.
that they're like literally like changing, you know, what we know as culture yeah. today. Like it's like, insane. It's happening as fast as they're creating these records and stuff. Each record is like completely different sound and like in the, and it revolutionizes what we know as modern music and yeah. stuff today. So it's like, it's really pretty heavy to think about the, what those four guys did.
It's insane. They've, I would say probably had a way bigger impact than most people even, you know, think.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. And then even them, they still get people to say they suck.
Yeah. It's, I mean, so it's like, everybody's going to listen yeah. to their own stuff.
Right.
Like, if someone who only listens to hardcore heavy metal, I don't think they're going to like the Beatles.
Yeah.
Or at sure. least not all their songs, but yeah.
Yeah. But no, I'm a fan of those guys for sure. And but it's just wild for me to think about that though, man. I'm like, what? I don't think anybody, you know, knew, but how well celebrated 50, yeah. 60 years later, these songs are still getting all this, you know, and everything else. But and Paul McCartney just seems like the coolest guy.
Yeah, he does. So he's starting back to work on records with bigger artists. So it's kind of cool to hear, like, really, really, like, you can tell it's Paul McCartney on the song, because he'll be like, there's this artist named Dominic Fike I listen to, and he did a song with him, and it's like, you can tell it's a Beatles song, but he's not singing, but it's still cool. It's like, the Beatles that you love and know is now mixing with more modern music. It's like, it's pretty cool. But yeah, have you ever seen the Yesterday movie?
No, I wanted to, and then, but never did yet.
That's so. Definitely one to check out. Basically, the premise is the world, like, I don't know what it's like, all the lights in the world shut off, and then after turns back on, and only like three people remember the Beatles,
right,
or the songs. And it's pretty cool, because it's like, yeah, they had a major impact.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember watching the trailer, and I was like, oh, that's an interesting concept,
is.
You know, it's a fun take on the idea. And I remember wanting to check it out, especially just because I love the music anyway, but I just one of those that slipped away and I haven't got to see yet, so I have to yeah. check that out.
Well, I've kind of been, because I've had, you know, a lot of extra time.
Right.
I've been on a music movie. I don't know what the word tour. I guess yeah. just like I've been finding out. So like, have you ever seen? You've probably seen the trailer for The Dirt by the Motley Crue biopic they made.
Yeah.
I've watched that like five or six times.
Right. Yeah, a pretty good one.
It's like I've watched all those, like the Rockstar movie with Mark Wahlberg, and there's this one movie about what is it, the Beach Boys. It's like I've had so much free time, and just whenever I'm like, I'm done with making music, but I still want to, like, you know, something like that, I'll turn on one of these movies. And yeah, there's a lot of good ones.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. That's another one. Brian Wilson, like, is, it's crazy what everything that he created too.
Yeah.
And the Beach Boys and everything. It was an interesting story there.
For yeah. Sure. Well, I was watching the movie behind him, and I didn't know there's a lot of different stuff going on with him. Like, it's pretty wild. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then like, they're talking about like, you know, like, I guess he like didn't want to perform anymore. And like, he would yeah. just like, he became like reclusive and mm-hmm. stuff, and like just wrote music and had, and then I don't know. It was like, I don't know all the details of the story, but yeah. I've heard
it's yeah. It was something like, yeah, he came back from tour and he started writing. He wrote this album basically
right.
that nobody liked when it came out, but now it's regarded as this phenomenal album, as it generally seems to go. Yeah. And yeah, like his manager tried to screw him. It's yeah, in the movie, at least, I'm not sure if it was in real life, but in the movie, he had some, like, I don't know if it's like schizophrenia or just something like that. And it was like, it would help him with the music, but also, you know, impact us the rest of his life. Mm-hmm. So it's just, it's kind of interesting to hear about, you know, like these people who are a little crazy but can still do phenomenal things. Or maybe it helps them, you know.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I look at a lot of, like, you know, mentioning Alice in Chains earlier and stuff, like, there's a lot of these guys, you know, that we've now lost due to drugs and stuff, yeah. But it's like, would we have had the music that they created without the drugs?
Yeah, who knows?
You know, like, I mean, not that it's, you know, I think we would trade to, you know, have them still here with us, yeah, for sure, definitely. But it's like, but the same thing, it's like, what they created, you know, while they were here, you know, so I don't know. It's just like, it's a weird thing to think about. Like, yeah. So,
I mean, I would like to think that most of them would have still done it without anything, but who knows? I mean, mm-hmm. people react to things in all sorts of different ways.
Right. But, yeah. But yeah, man, you, all right. It's been a fun one I've been asking, what would be like a dream dinner? Like if you could, invite, a few different people, past or present, over for the evening, like say 3 or 4 people, like who might be in that conversation, you think?
So hard, because you could go down so many avenues. You could go down music, you could go down, you know, like life.
Sure.
I'll say Jesus.
Yeah.
That would be an interesting talking point. John Lennon.
Yeah.
And Jesus, that would be interesting.
Yeah.
Let me think, who else? Who would be interesting? And that's the thing. We've been as humans alive for so long. There's so many interesting people.
Mm-hmm.
Those two would be pretty interesting enough on their own.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be some interesting dinner topics.
Most certainly.
Yeah. all right, on man. Let's see. We got. Sorry, I mentioned. You know, your movie, but is there a movie or a TV show you wish you were in? Is there like a certain like world that you think, man, that would be fun to live in that world?
Yeah, there's there's a ton of worlds.
Yeah.
Been watching Breaking Bad.
See, that answer has come up before, and I'm like, it's a great show, but I don't know that I want to live in that world.
Like,
though.
Here's the thing: it's a hypothetical question, right. So sure. I don't have to deal with the consequences of the answer. So, right. As in, would that be an interesting life to live?
Yeah.
With, as in, if I could be a drug lord for a day,
yeah,
not hurt anyone, do anything, but just experience that. I feel like that would be interesting.
Yeah. I agree. I mean, it'd be definitely be a different, you know, different lifestyle.
Yeah. So, well, I think based on how much GTA has sold, I imagine a lot of people kind of like a little bit of that.
Yeah, sure. but those, that's a pretty wild show.
Absolutely.
But yeah, so if you could be Heisenberg for a day.
I mean, because that's the thing. So my grandpa, not a drug dealer. That's not where I'm going with this. he's an engineer and he did all these things. But one of the things is he's like an amazing chemist and he knows all these things. So like when I'm talking to him, I'll be like, all right, well, how do you do this? And he'll just tell me. I feel like having that knowledge would be interesting because, you know, on the TV show, he's just like, you do this and spouts out a bunch of, you know, different things, you know.
Yeah.
Wish I was that smart.
Yeah. Yeah. That's for sure. It's kind of, I don't know. I feel like we all have our things though, but it's like, obviously I was never a great student in school and stuff. I was just studying was never my thing, man. But, you know, there's a lot of things that me and you can do that a lot of other people can't do. So
that's why it's beautiful. Yeah, I mean,
we all have our roles. And so, well, Ray, man, get plugged in with Finnegan on your Instagram and TikTok. And, hopefully we'll get, some new tunes coming your way very soon.
Absolutely. New music, the EP coming. We're going to, see about shows this summer. We're trying to do some. We're trying to set up some outdoor things and do some. It's been interesting. I've been, you know, reaching out to like mayors of local counties and doing stuff, seeing if there's a place we can do. Because like I've been talking like the Bleach Boys and a lot of these other local bands. Kind of like I think that'd be cool just to host some outdoor shows and get a lot of people.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't even think about that. I guess you've never played a proper show yet.
Well, so here's the thing. I've played shows before, as in I've written songs for a while. So when was it? 2016, I think. Mizzou puts on this songwriting competition, and so I wrote a song for there, and I was one of the winners. And so I got to perform at Mizzou, and then a part of that, my school had me perform in front of the whole school. So it's like the violin stuff at Busch Dam. So I've been performing my whole life. I've never would say that was like, you know, like a lot of these bands are playing often. So that's never been me, but I'm still pretty new. Yeah. But hoping to get some stuff going this summer. It's definitely interesting because a lot of musicians who are already set up, COVID has been rough for them. And here I am trying to start brand new.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah, man. Picked a heck of a time to
I mean, the funny part is, who knows, if it wasn't for COVID I might still be playing sports, who knows.
Yeah, damn, it definitely, that's yeah, it's crazy to think about, but I think that's like the word of the whole thing is the pivot, you know. It's like everybody's been just learning how to adapt and adjust to these different ways of life, and you know, some choosing different career paths and everything else. So
I spent about 2 weeks video games, TV, and then I was like, you know, we got to do something.
Right. Yeah, man. Well, I'm excited, man. I'm excited to see what else comes out of this music for you and stuff, and see where this thing takes you, buddy. But
me too. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, but I appreciate you doing this. It's been super cool to hang in.
Thanks getting, for having me.
Getting,
it's been awesome.
Yeah, getting to know a little bit more about you. Putting the face to the name and everything now, making it official and stuff. But yeah, I would love to see that happen this summer, man. Get you on stage with the Bleach and do some fun shows together. Like, it could be a real good time. So hopefully we'll do that.
But we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Well, right on, man. Well, thank you, Finnegan. And I will talk to you soon, my friend.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
Bye, everybody.
Rock, paper, podcast.
Rock, paper, podcast.
Rock, paper, podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.